I wanted to take just a few minutes and talk to you about the soul. What is its origin, and what is it? Because there are many things that people think the soul is eternal. They think the soul is the person. There's all kinds of things that we have sorted through over the decades of church ages and made the soul different things. But let's first understand that the soul is the nature of the spirit. Period. The soul is a nature. Okay? And then the next thing to understand is the origin of time for the soul. When is that origin? When did the soul begin? If it's not eternal, so to speak, when did the soul begin? Well, the soul is a nature. So the soul of humanity began when humanity began. And so we understand that, and you can go into Ezekiel 28 and you can take a look at Ezekiel 28 and understand that humanity is the garden, and there is where the soul came into view, was in the garden. Not a garden like out here, but this is the garden. The soul came into its development when we stepped into humanity. It's our nature or our character. That's what a soul is. A soul, a nature, is a character of the person. So the soul was formed in humanity. Prior to humanity, you couldn't say that we were a living soul. We were alive, we were well, we were theophany, we were spirit, and we were there, but we hadn't taken on humanity yet, where the soul came about. If you can't understand that, go back to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And then in Genesis 2, we do so. And it says that man became a living soul. We were not that before. But when we stepped into humanity, we became a living soul. So now we know the soul is the character or the nature of a person. And we know where the beginning of the soul is, and that is when you come into humanity, you begin to develop and you become a living soul. The soul is not an entity or a person, if you want to call it that. The soul is not a living thing. It's the nature of a living thing. And so when you understand that, the soul can change, because a person can change their nature. The soul can be reborn, because a person can have a new birth. The soul can be lost. Remember that. Who was it? Lot in Sodom. It said that his righteous soul was vexed. You come over to the New Testament, it said he lost his soul. Well, it's not that he was a person who was lost. He just lost the character that he had and took on a lesser character than he was because of the Sodom and its condition. So a soul can change, it can die, it can be rebirthed, it can be lost, it can be saved, saving a soul. Or in other words, if you do fall off into some character that's not so good, so to speak, then you can save, you can bring back, you can step out of that and not be lost any longer. So the spirit is the eternal being, the spirit, the person, Christ. And the soul is developed, changed, or recast in the eternal person depending on the choices and the things that you make and the things you get into and the characters you develop in life and things like that. So a soul can be living in heaven or hell. And a soul can be living in both places, heaven and hell, because heaven and hell are just conditions of the soul. we get into those. And the soul is a spirit. The soul is a nature of the spirit. And the soul makes choices. The spirit makes choices that develops the soul. The origin of the soul is in the dimension of the fourth dimension. You say, well, Brother Parnell, how's that? Well, the seventh, sixth, and fifth dimensions are attributes of your mind, spiritual, theophany, and carnal, and you work through those to sort yourself through to become and develop a soul or a character. And your first three dimensions of emptiness and elements and measurement, you bring those things, those physical things, into the development of your soul, so your mind meets the physical realms in the fourth dimension. And there, in the fourth dimension, when you are birthed, you begin to develop a soul, and the soul's origin is the fourth dimension. It begins to develop itself in the fourth dimension. The origin of the soul is in the dimension of discovery. That's the fourth dimension. We used to call it communication, technology, all of those things, but we have found out that it is a dimension of discovery. Inventions of all sorts, all kinds of things, all the science, all astronomy, all the astrologists, all of the spiritual, all the political, all the religious, everything, all these characters are developed in fourth dimensionally life, where we are meeting our three realms or our three attributes of the mind meeting up with the three dimensions of the physical, and we bring it to discovery, and the soul's origin is right there. So 1 through 3 dimensions and 5 through 7 dimensions meet in the fourth dimension in discovery, and we discover everything about ourselves and everything about the human mind and everything about the physical being. We discover it all fourth dimensionally, and the soul develops itself in there in that fourth dimension. It's a great understanding if you can come to it and see that the soul can have all sorts of things happen to it, have all sorts of development. It can be cast and recast. It can be lost and saved. It can die and be reborn. It can do all sorts of things. It's kind of like, take a look at the seals. You know that when the seals were opened to us, we had a prophet that told us that everything, Antichrist and Christ, culminates in the fourth seal. Or it comes to its battle, its Armageddon battle, so to speak. It comes to its battle in the fourth seal. And it's the same way in the dimensions. The soul is developed, whether it is a good or bad, a correct or incorrect, a development, whatever the development is, the soul is developed and originated fourth dimensionally, the same way as the Christ and the Antichrist come together and blend together in their final battle in the fourth seal. So we see this and how that we understand. So what is eternal? The spirit is eternal. Listen, John said, God is a spirit. Is that correct? Now, let me show you and tell you in Psalms and in the book of Romans, that would be David and Paul, both said, ye are gods. You are gods. Man is God. You're gods to whom the word of God comes to. And they went on to say, David said, ye are gods, and ye shall die like the princes of this world. And Paul goes over and does the same thing and shows us how that we have the word of God in our mouth, and ye are gods to whom the word of God comes to. And Jesus made the same statement. So when John said, Jesus told the woman at the well, God is a spirit. Well, that's correct. We are spirit. Man is eternal. And the humanity was first spirit and then developed flesh. And when it put on flesh and stepped into humanity, it became a living soul. Spirit is eternal. Then there is the living soul, which is developed as we step into humanity. God is a spirit. You, I, all of us are spirits. And we step into humanity to develop a soul that we can have as our character. And we can develop many souls as we come through our life, depending on our actions, depending on our choices, depending on all sorts of things. So don't think that you say, oh, that person, Jesus said their soul was lost, or Paul said their soul was lost. The soul is just a character. And when a character gets out of cater, it's lost. And then when it gets saved, it comes back and it becomes a character that is good for humanity and good for the individual. So we see that the eternal part is the spirit. And the soul is a developed part of humanity. And that soul and that character is an expression of the spirit. And the spirit always wants to try to express the best part it can through love, through all of those kinds of things. So that is the soul. The soul is the nature of the spirit. The soul is the character, and it is developed when it comes into humanity. Its origin is fourth dimensional, and it steps into humanity, or it is created fourth dimensionally and becomes a part of humanity. I hope that's understandable, and I hope that you can see what I'm saying. This is a great revelation and a great understanding. Love bless.